We continue discussing the halachas of dairy bread. And the question that comes up is, as we began the shiurim, we discussed the reason Chazal prohibited making dairy bread or meat bread is because, given that these are such staple food items, Chazal were concerned that you may come to eat the dairy bread with meat, vice versa. So now the question is, what about other foods? Are you allowed to make other foods that you may come to eat with both dairy and meat, dairy or meat, dairy bread, dairy or meat? And actually, the same question comes up regarding utensils, that are you allowed to have utensils that, if they're used for meat, they become fleishiks. If they're used for dairy, they become dairy. How do you have such utensils in your home? We're not being concerned that you may come to use them for the wrong type for meat or dairy. So it's clear, as we learned in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, dairy bread, fleishik bread, is awesome. Furthermore, wine. The Paiskim say one is not allowed to have dairy wine. Again, because wine is so commonly used in a meat meal, Chazal were machmer that you're not allowed to, it seems that all the Paiskim can agree that you can't have dairy wine. But what about other food items? A common question that's discussed is a grinder, a pepper grinder. And you use pepper with meat and with fleishiks, with dairy and with fleishiks. And if the pepper grinder becomes fleishiks, we can't use that pepper for milchigs, or vice versa. So wherever you're dealing with a food that's a dover charif, that's sharp, you have that concern. And the paiskim take the taz is machmer, others are more mekel. So it seems as follows. Bread, there's no question. Wine, it seems one has to be machmer. Utensils, like a grinder, a salt shaker, there's room to be mekel, but it's better to be machmer. But there is one situation that it seems that the Paiskim also agree one should be machmer. And that's baked goods that are not that specifically bread. So let's say you're going to make a cake, dairy. And cake, we know, can be eaten with a dairy meal or a meat meal, or vice versa. There, the halacha would be that you have to make a small amount, or you have to make it with a different shape. And if you didn't, as we discussed in the previous shiur, the halacha will be that it's inherently usur, and it can't be corrected after the fact. And actually, in the first shiur of the series of shiurim, we quoted the Ramah. And the Ramah spoke about pashtida, which, as we explained, means kugel. So we see that's clear that even a kugel can't be made dairy or meat unless it's very obvious that it is dairy or meat. There are paiskim, however, that say the following. If it's a bread, if it's a cake, a cookie, that isn't actually eaten with meat or milk, a piece of cake is usually eaten as a dessert, but you don't necessarily put your meat on a piece of cake, we could be a little more lenient. Because only bread, because we use the model that Chazal established. The model that Chazal established was dairy bread, where the meat would be put on the bread itself. But if the meat is not going to be put on the cake itself, there, the Marit, in the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkaton Gimel, is Mekel. However, even though we're being Mekel, doesn't mean that we don't have an obligation to make sure that people should not make a mistake. The question I know comes up, for example, in Israel. So it's very common that they serve burekis. Burekis can be filled with cheese and it can be filled with potatoes. It's important that one recognize that the burekis are dairy or parif, because otherwise a person may come to eat what he thinks a parif bereka when it's really milchigs and he's not allowed to eat milchigs. Or a question that became interestingly more common is donuts that are served on Hanukkah. And there are more and more varieties of those donuts prepared. And some of these donuts now are really dairy. They have a dairy filling, a real dairy filling. The halacha is that you have to make sure that there's obvious to people that this is dairy or fleishiks, that nobody should come to make a mistake and chas v'shalom eat that donut when he's fleishiks or milchiks. Moreover, not only, as we learned in the Gemara, should one be careful not to make a dairy bread or a fleishik bread, one should not bake bread in an oven at the same time where something dairy or meat is being baked in that oven. And the reason is, there are a number of reasons. There's a concept in halacha of zeya, the vapor that goes up. There's a concept of reicha, that there's smell that can connect the two different foods in the oven. And we have to be concerned that some of the meat or dairy filling will ooze out of wherever it's being prepared and make the bread fleishiks or milchiks. However, if one did break bread at the same time that there was a milchig of food or a fleishig of food in the oven, and the dairy product or the meat product will cover the entire time of the baking and nothing oozed out, the halacha is that that bread is mutter and you can eat it with fleishigs or milchigs. However, if the dairy food or the fleishik food were uncovered, so there the halacha differentiates if they were liquidy or dry. If they were liquidy, we have to be more machmer to the degree that it's considered a dairy bread or a fleishik bread that we're learning in our shurim, one is not allowed to have a dairy or fleishik bread. However, if it's a dry food, the fleishiks or milchigs, there we could be more lenient. But let's say you have such a bread that was baked in the oven with a dry meat, with a piece of meat. You're baking in the oven at the same time, a piece of meat and bread. L'chatchila, you should not eat that. You should not eat milchigs with that piece of bread. You shouldn't smear cheese, butter on the bread. However, you can eat that bread right after you ate milchigs, and it's not considered that that bread is fleishiks, that has all the halachas that you need to separate between when you eat milchigs and fleishigs.